East won the Class D state championship, and the players and coaches were honored at the board meeting. Then the board was briefed on an application which goes to the Wilson Foundation tomorrow to help design and pay for renovating 10 athletic fields and starting toward an indoor facility to serve the entire district. In recent years, sports teams have been added, and there aren't enough high-quality fields. David Mauricio is chief of strategic alignment and innovation. Mauricio told the board it's part of the increasing rivalries with suburban schools. On the field.
We were leading the way many years ago, about 10 years ago, in upgrading our facilities, Riverside, Bennett High School, and some other facilities. And then the suburban schools began to catch up with us. And some have exceeded our fields and our complexes. And so now we are, this Friday, we'll be submitting that application, the full application as well, to upgrade our fields and also build an indoor facility.
Mauricio says five of the fields are part of the district and the other five belong to the city, but they're being planned together, and the application covers all 10. He says district high schools are getting small buses to carry athletes to practices and games and save money on rentals. On a longer-term project, he told the board the district is closer to getting more freedom in hiring quality coaches. The current BTF contract restricts coaching jobs to teachers. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.